The number that stopped me cold this morning was 1,387. That's the Hacker News score on the Qwen 3.8 27 billion parameter model release as of our data pull at 4:30 a.m. Pacific. For context, that's the highest score of anything in today's dataset by a margin of nearly 900 points. Alibaba's Qwen team dropped a 27B FP8 quantized model on Hugging Face, and the community response has been immediate and emphatic.
What makes this release notable isn't just the parameter count, Sarah. The FP8 quantization detail matters a lot here. FP8, 8-bit floating point, is increasingly the format that lets large models run on consumer-grade hardware without catastrophic quality loss. A 27B model in FP8 can run on a single high-end consumer GPU or on a small cluster of mid-range ones. The Qwen team has been on an extraordinary release cadence this year, and each drop seems to push the capability per dollar ratio further than the last.
The comment thread is a mix of genuine benchmarking reports and the inevitable debate about whether open weights models are catching up to closed source frontier models. What's interesting is that the skeptics are getting quieter. 6 months ago, the argument was that open source models were a generation behind GPT-4 class performance. That gap has compressed substantially, and for a lot of practical coding and reasoning tasks, the community is reporting that Qwen 3.8 at 27B is genuinely competitive.
There's a geopolitical dimension here worth naming. Alibaba is a Chinese company, and every time a high-capability open weights model drops from a Chinese lab, you get a fresh round of debate in the comments about export controls, compute restrictions, and whether the U.S. semiconductor strategy is actually having the intended effect. The HN community tends to be pretty skeptical of the framing that China is being effectively contained. The evidence keeps pointing the other way.
The Anthropic Multi-Agent Systems research piece got 107 points and 51 comments, which is a solid showing for a research post. What Anthropic is publishing here is essentially a patterns and anti-patterns guide for multi-agent architectures, the kinds of failure modes that emerge when you have multiple LLM agents coordinating on tasks. The findings aren't surprising if you've been building in this space, but having them documented by a lab with Anthropic's research depth is useful.
Walk us through the key patterns they're identifying, because this is exactly the kind of thing that practitioners need.
The recurring failure modes are what you'd expect from any distributed system, actually. State synchronization problems, context window management across agent handoffs, and what they're calling authority drift, where agents gradually reinterpret their own scope of action in ways that weren't intended. The interesting insight is that a lot of multi-agent failures look like organizational failures in human teams. Unclear roles, poor information sharing, one agent not knowing what another has already done.
That parallel to human organizational dysfunction is something I keep seeing in how AI systems scale. The problems aren't unique to AI. They're the same coordination problems that appear in any system with multiple actors and shared goals. The engineering challenge is that you can't just have a meeting to clarify roles when your agents are making decisions at millisecond timescales.
The third AI piece today asks a genuinely interesting question. What happens when an LLM never sees material beyond fifth grade reading level during training? The Little Learner Project put this to the test, and the results are being picked apart in 98 comments. The short version is that a model trained exclusively on simplified, accessible language develops strikingly different reasoning patterns, more grounded, less prone to confident confabulation, but also substantially worse at technical tasks requiring precise vocabulary.
That confabulation finding is the part I'd flag for practitioners. One hypothesis the community is exploring is that some of the overconfident hallucination behavior in large models comes from training on text, where confident, authoritative language is overrepresented. Academic papers, journalism, formal writing. Simpler training corpora might actually produce more calibrated uncertainty.
And then there's the working memory paper, 510 points, 433 comments, which is a testament to how much this topic touches a nerve. The core claim in the piece by Davide Piffer is that AI systems have access to a fundamentally larger working memory than the human brain, and that this architectural difference has real implications for the kinds of reasoning tasks where AI genuinely excels versus where it struggles. The title is deliberately provocative. AI isn't outthinking mathematicians, and the argument is more nuanced than the headline suggests.
The comment thread is exactly what you'd expect when you mix neuroscientists, AI engineers, and cognitive psychologists in one forum. The debate about whether working memory is even a coherent concept that maps between biological and artificial systems is running through most of the top-voted comments. But the empirical core of the piece, that transformer context windows represent a qualitatively different kind of information access than human working memory, with different strengths and failure modes, seems fairly defensible.
What I find useful about this framing is that it moves the conversation away from the unhelpful, is AI smarter than humans axis, towards something more specific. These are different cognitive architectures with different trade-offs. A human mathematician working a problem has the advantage of embodied intuition built over years of practice. An AI system has the advantage of holding an entire problem specification, all prior steps, and vast reference material simultaneously in active context. Those aren't the same thing, and they don't produce the same errors.
The question that doesn't get resolved in the piece, and that the comments wrestle with productively, is whether larger context windows are genuinely equivalent to deeper reasoning, or whether they're a substitute for it. Holding more information available isn't the same as synthesizing it well.